Hi friends, today is April 18th, the seventh day of Easter. Over the last couple of days, we've been looking at the phrases that were spoken by the angel at the empty tomb. A couple of days ago, we looked at two phrases, "Do not be afraid," and "I know that you are looking for Jesus." Yesterday, we looked at phrases 3 and 4, "He is risen," and "Just as he said." Today, we're looking at the final two phrases that were spoken by the angel. The first one is, "Come and see." Here's the wonderful thing about the gospel, is we are invited to experience the reality of Christ's resurrection ourselves. In the Old Testament, it was phrased in this way, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." In the New Testament, it's "come and see." Come and experience what it means that Christ is risen, that he offers new life to you. Finally, the sixth statement of the angel is this, "Go quickly and tell his disciples." Here's a reality. Jesus never rose simply so that you might be saved, so that you might go to heaven, so that you might experience his grace. He rose so that you would have a message for your life, something really worthwhile to share with everyone you know, the reality of Christ's life and the way that he is able to bring about transformation and change in us. Pray with me. Lord, we are so grateful that you invite us to come and see, that this message of the resurrection is not just religion, it's not just some kind of philosophy, but it's a reality, and you invite us to allow it to change our lives. You called those women in to see for themselves. You invite us into personal revelations every day. Forgive us when we rush about and forget to come and see for ourselves. And the angel said, "Go quickly and tell his disciples." Lord, we do not want to be secret keepers with our faith. Help us to be bold and gracious, loving proclaimers of truth. Truth for you, truth with you, truth about you, because of you. We're grateful that because of what you accomplished on Easter, we are redeemed, we are loved, and we are wanted. Help us to experience that. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.